times, and the Lord just began to, you know, minister to me about acting on the word. You know, a lot of people don't know what acting on the word is. You know, I didn't really know what acting on the word is. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah that his people dies, draws back, shrivels up, quits for lack of knowledge. It ain't lack of power. I mean, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. But if we don't know it, we ain't really got the truth on the end. We're not going to act on it. You got to believe it by faith.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, ever since I've been born again, what, just a few weeks, I felt like I was going to be a preacher. I didn't know what that meant. I mean, I knew what preachers was, but I mean, I didn't have no clue, you know, what a preacher, what he taught about. But I just had it on the inside of me. And I told preachers, I said, if I don't get this out of me, I'm gonna be a preacher. We're on our way to church. And so Teresa, she said, well, everybody probably thinks that. And I said, well, yeah, maybe they do. And I went on. Well, the end of service, God confirmed it. The man stopped, prophesied to me. He said, God said to tell you that what you feel is him.
Hallelujah.
Well, now, the word that I heard on the inside was confirmed by somebody that I didn't know, first time I ever met or anything. Well, after that, I left there and I thought, well, God, I'm a preacher. I am a preacher.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm a preacher. Well, that word, not just the word we read here.
Right.
God speaks to us by his spirit once we're born again.
Right.
And seekers get spoke to.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a seeker, seeking the Lord, cutting off secular music. I'm not down on secular music. If you want it, just drink it. But I mean, I thought, I'm a preacher. You know, man, I want more power. I want more power, Lord. And the Lord said, well, just turn me on.
Amen.
Lord told me, he said, the more that you turn off the world and focus on me, the more you can have.
Right.
Well, I went on, you know, and I'm thinking about it. I'm a preacher. And I read reading in Isaiah where Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, open blinded eyes, heal the sick, all that. And the Lord, when I'm reading that, the Lord said, that's you. I mean, I'm reading that word. And that word stuck out to me. I thought, man. And the Lord said, confess that over yourself. Meditate on that. Say it. What was he doing to me? He was teaching me how to act on the word.
Amen.
He was teaching me how to apply the word. Now, if I hadn't did that, don't believe I would ever develop to be as far as where I am today. I can go a lot further in the Lord.
Yeah.
So what I realized, and I did it every night before I went to sleep, I'd say, Spirit of God is in me. I wouldn't say on me because that was Isaiah. Now he's in us.
Amen.
I would say, Spirit of God's in me. And he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Anointed me to heal the broken heart. And I'm going to work, working for the other man every day. I've been working every day since I got saved. Now, I mean, you know, some preachers are called and they're called, you know, come out from working, and I'm not against that. But I wouldn't. I was called to work and operate out there. But, you know, the world, I started seeing the world wherever I'm at as a mission field. I mean, and so I started saying that over myself and meditating on that and renewing my mind to that. Heaven knows the Bible says in Romans 12:2 that Christians are transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Hallelujah.
That we may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. And that word prove in there means to walk out, to have it manifest. Well, what is his perfect will? We be healed.
Amen.
I'm healed.
Amen.
I don't care. I get attacks every year, two or three times, 4 months, every week. COVID, flu, monkey, zoo, whatever. Hallelujah. I resist it all.
Right.
Why? Because the Bible says, by his stripes I'm healed.
Amen.
And even when I take vitamins and all of that stuff, I say, God, this stuff is working with healing that you put in my body, and I've got the Zoe life flowing through me. God, your word is working in me now. It's not just because preachers are the, I mean, preachers are not the ones, the only ones supposed to be doing this stuff. We are supposed to be acting on the word of God that we know. Acting on it, not just knowing it. Satan knows the Bible. Our lives are transformed by the word of God. I'm talking about start having a good life. That's why I like my television when it comes on. It says the good life. Our life is good. Does everything go good in my life? No. That's got nothing to do with that. See, we got to separate what's going on in our life from truth.
Amen.
The truth we know sets us free. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you will be my pupil, my learners, my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Free from what? Sickness, disease, free from poverty and lack, free from no security on the inside of God, free from all the fears that's in this world and surrounding us.
Amen.
See, some people say, well, if I just had a better job, that's not what you need.
Right.
God blesses that job where you at and anoints it. That's the anointing. The yoke-breaking anointing in your life is more important than a $50 an hour job. Right. The word of God acted on is more important than any job.
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh you rich and adds no sorrow. And like Johnny said, not just talk about money.
Right.
I mean, tons of money and sick, can't enjoy it, it's no good.
Right.
Or tons of money and not enough time to go spend any of it and go out to eat, take care of your grandkids, your kids. That's not what fulfills us. Right. What fulfills us is activating or acting on God's word in our life and actively going forward, having the notion that we're going to prosper. And I'm not just talking about money. A lot of people in mind just go to money.
Right.
Yeah. Money is just a tool. That's all it is. It solves problems. And it's good to have. I'm a prosperity guy. I believe the Bible's full of prosperity. I believe God wants me to prosper going in, going out, the city, the field, the body, and, you know, everything.
Hallelujah.
You know? But it says that, Johnny brought the scripture up over there. It says he would that we be prospered, be in health, even as our soul prospers. Soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Those three things all together. But if those are in line with the word of God, everything else is going to have to jack up and line up.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah. See, the word of God is seed. Now, I don't know if you've ever planted a garden. But I mean, I've been a farmer all my life. My dad was a farmer. I very well understand farming, seed, and you know, a peach has got peaches in it.
Yep.
Right.
Every seed produces after its kind. The word of God produces power. It's powerful. But you know, you don't take a. I don't go down. I started yesterday getting my garden ready for the seed. It ain't ready. Why? It's got weeds in it. It's got turnip greens left from last year. It's got, you know, had my stakes already left in there, strained, tied them up. And I could go throw seed in there or just punch holes, and that stuff would come up, but it would never produce a harvest because there's too many weeds. See, we can have too much wrong thinking. We can have some wrong believing on the inside of us, and we don't see healing manifest. We don't see breakthroughs financially. We don't see stewardship in our life manifesting. We see ourselves getting robbed and being, you know, money coming to money going. But now we got to take the word of God and we got to put it in, and then we got to cultivate it. See, and if the Bible, you ever come across any scriptures or hear preaching to where you've been believing wrong, spit it out. Get it out of your life. Get it out of your thinking. That's why I don't go around saying and confessing, I owe, off to work I go, like I hear a lot of Christians saying that. They're saying it about them being funny, but that stuff's not funny. You're supposed to be saying what the word says. I owe no man nothing, Romans, but to love him. And having that, You're doing it by faith. I know you're in debt. I know you got a lot. You know, you ain't never got enough money. I understand. But see, you got to put the word of God in the ground. You got to say, okay, God, I've been confessing that. I'm getting my garden ready here because I'm going to put the word of God on the inside of me. And I'm going to let it take its course. The Apostle Paul said the word works mightily, was working mightily in him. You know who lets that word work in us? Me and you. We can either stop that or we can go forward in that. It's acting on that word. Acting like you're healed when you're not. See, I don't listen to too much about COVID. Oh, now it's took a plunge. I'm trying to listen to the weather and hear it. I don't flip it on every day to get knowledge of what's going on in my life and in this world.
Right.
Praise God. This world will feed you a bunch of fear. I'm not denying COVID or flu or, you know, hepatitis or cancer, or I don't deny none of that. That's a reality. It's real. But you know what is more real to me? God's word and God's faith, hallelujah, that he's put on the inside of me, and I build on it through the word of God. But the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. You wonder why, you know, you feel about half backslid and you're a Christian. You've got to drink.
Amen.
You've got to feed on God's word. I'm in the box truck. I thought, well, you know, I prayed in tongues all the way to Aberdeen. I thought, I'm going to pray in tongues this morning. Going to get the food, you know, we'll unload it Sunday. See, y'all guys don't get sick Saturday. Just don't get sick Saturday. Wait till Monday if you're going to let it happen.
Right.
Fine. Well, anyways, I prayed. And then I thought, well, I'm going to listen to praise and worship. So I turned it on, and I can't figure out how to work the radio. Because, you know, you mash it and it just goes and it scans through. I can't figure out how to get it stopped where I can turn it on 93.7. That's what I listen to. I don't listen to nothing else. I might listen to 99.9, but I'm not a country guy. You know, the country music. I like a little more upbeat music. Nothing wrong with any one of them. Well, it just won't do it. It's on ZZ Talk. And I'm there and I'm like, oh no. Poof. I hit it and it went to another one. Went to a country one. You know, Travis, you sang that. You make my speakers go boom, boom. Sang that to Beth and stuff, you know. I've never heard the song other than Travis. I've been out of touch with that. I call it garbage and I don't get upset with it. I've been out of touch with any kind of music other than if it ain't lifting up the name of Jesus or if it ain't feeding my spirit, I do not listen to it. Fact of the matter, if I'm on a job and they ever go to lunch or something, I'll go over and unplug it. Or I'll turn it on 93.7. I'm dedicated. I got the word of God Sunday in me, and I'm not going to get it out Monday through that garbage. I'm gonna put it in me, and I'm gonna meditate on it. You know, I like cows. They've got seven stomachs, they say. And they'll stand out there, and I mean they'll just eat 25 pounds, look like to me, before they ever go lay down. 25 pounds of hay, man. They just stand there hour after hour, just I'm like, where in the world could they be putting all that hay? They chew and swallow. And then when they go out there and lay down, I mean, they're chewing. I'm like, man, they're spitting it back up and they're just chewing. They're asleep chewing. I thought that's the way us Christians ought to do on the word of God. We ought to do it when we get up, and we ought to go to sleep thinking about the word of God, meditating on the word of God. What are we doing? We're giving that seed time to bring a harvest. See, some people, they'll confess it one time and believe for their healing, then they go off and the symptoms get worse, and then they're like, well, it must not have worked. No, you didn't give it time. In the book of Acts, it said they were healed as they went. How many know we must feed and act on the word of God? We must. How many knows the word of God is seed? It's like a natural seed. I mean, but it's supernatural seed. It goes in, just like I tell the story, you know, just for an example, so that you can, you know, grasp the only way I know how to explain how to act on the word. Read that Bible that says, love your enemy. Shut that Bible. I mean, you, some of you, I mentioned tithing, you're like, good God, our bills are about high now. That's wrong thinking. I mean, that's wrong thinking. You got to get that out and get the word in there. And let that word germinate. Let it stay in there long enough till you are one.
Amen.
I mean, I don't care if they come get your car, you're tithing. Amen. I don't care if they cut your phone off, tithing. Travis told me the other day, back to, him and Beth was dating back yonder and had his tithe money in the ashtray in there with Beth. That's all he had. Had enough. And so Beth said, well, there's some money. He said, no, nah, that's my tithe money. So they went in the grocery store and bought some, what was it?
Loaf bread and ham and cheese.
Loaf bread, ham and cheese. That was their day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking, how was a bigger man than me? Look, all I got $80 in there, whatever my tithe is. I'm taking treats out. We are going out to the movies and everything. God will just have to wait. But he brought that up the other day, you know, mentioned that to me. That's what I'm talking about. That's when the word and honoring the word is first place. And it's final authority.
Amen.
You go get a bag of loaf bread. You get some bologna.
Yeah.
They're going to cut her phone off one time. It was either tithe or got to cut the phone. No, I mean, we didn't have cell phones back then. Some of y'all don't remember no cell phone days. It was there. We've been there, they wasn't here, they didn't exist till the 90s, started in the mid-90s, about 96 to come out with a bag phone, and it wasn't long after that it progressed until, I thank God for cell phones, man, them things are good. If you use them right, I mean, they're good. I use them in my business. They text me, what's wrong with that door and all that. Used to, I'd have to go look at it, and then, if I didn't have the stuff, make another trip and get the stuff. It's good. They email me stuff. They email me. Oh, they're good. They're really good, but they can be bad.
Yeah.
If I use it wrong, it's bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, they was going to, and I had to make a decision. And Travis was at home. He's about 2 years old. And, you know, fear tries to get you. Well, I got to pay that phone bill. What if something happens and Teresa needs to call me at work and she ain't got no phone, and, you know, an emergency. And I made a decision. I made a quality decision. But God, we go, I don't care, cut the phone off. I'm going under God. But I knew, Johnny, that if I made that, I knew that I was in a test. See, the word will be tested in your life. I mean, you're going to have to prove it. You're going to have to walk. You're going to have to go against the natural to do the word. You're going to have to. Well, I did it. You know what? I don't reckon that my phone has ever been cut off again. Back to the matter, I own a 1-800 number. I own it. A company sold it one time. I'd had it for years. I had it with the company. About 6 months down the road, some of my customers finally got in touch with me. They didn't know any other number than my 1-800 number. Because back there before cell phones, everybody used the 1-800 number. That sucker cost me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cell phones ain't too big now. You know, 1-800, you can call anywhere. It don't make no difference. Some people will call it. Most of the time, not. Telemarketers do it because it's in the yellow paper. But people don't. But anyways, anyhow, he said, man, I've been trying to get in touch with you for 4, 5, 6 months. I said, that long? He said, yeah, I ain't going nowhere else. He said, they keep answering, and it's some company. And I said, really? I said, well, let me go. Let me call you back. So I called my 1-800 number, and it was some company. Had my 1-800 number. So I called the place where they was carrying me, and they just had cashed the last check that I sent them. I've been paying my bill, Johnny, straight on. They've been taking it and
right.
charging me. I guess I was paying their bill over there. I don't know. Well, anyhow, they said, well, I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to give you, I don't remember how, I said, that phone number is worth millions of dollars to me. I said, you just don't understand. See, sometimes you've got to fight for what is yours. And I'm not talking about, I'm standing in faith believing God for that. I believe God for that business. I believe God. And I've stood on the word and I laid on the desk and I asked God to help me. And I asked God to help me run that business his way. And I asked God which way to go. It wasn't about that 1-800 number really. It was about how I fought to get that 1-800 number and have a good name. It wasn't just about that number. I can get another number and believe God and get the same results. But I told them, I said, I'm giving you so many days. I said, and I'm going to have a lawsuit on you. I said, you're going to pay me what I've lost in the last 6 months from that 1-800 number. And I can get my bookwork to you and show you. I said, so really the best thing for y'all to do while I'm not upset is to get my number back. Well, they did. They got my number back, and I dropped them like a cold biscuit. And I carried it to another carrier. See, sometimes you got to take things out of the hand of the enemy that's yours. And you do that by taking authority over sickness and disease. Taking authority over your emotion. Oh, I just messed that so much. Oh, quit whining. Stop whining. We all make mistakes. We all come short. We all wish we could do, we had done things different. There ain't no need in laying in your yesteryears wishing you had done things different. It's time to rise up now. He's a now God. Faith is a now faith. Rise up and repent and learn from your mistakes and my mistakes and say, God, with your help, Lord, I will take a different route from here, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Relying on him. Give me that Isaiah 55, babe. We got to act on the word. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Go ahead, babe. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and for he will abundantly pardon. Go ahead, babe. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And the Bible says in Psalms, he sent his word, talking about Jesus, and healed them. He sent us the Bible, is his word. It's his bun. And that's why you hold up there. He said, as the snow and the rain go down and water the earth, it'll give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. See, God's already got it. When you put seed in the ground, that ground activates, tries to rot that seed. That ground tries to rot it. Anything that ain't got no life in it, put in the ground, it rots it. Well, that seed, when it goes through and it tries to rot that, it sparks that seed. And then that ground, because there's life in it, that ground starts feeding that seed. It's trying to kill it, but at the same time it feeds it. And then that seed it's growing up and bust. It needs light. So it's growing up. You noticed it couldn't grow down. No, it's growing up. It knows where to grow. It knows how to grow. God did it that way. God did it that way, that seed. I mean, how did that seed know it's dark in there? All around. I mean, I wondered, you know, God, how did that seed know to come up? Why didn't it grow sideways? Why didn't it, you know, grow down? But it don't. It grows up. See, and he brings the snow. And see, his thoughts are beyond, they're greater, they're higher. That's why, but we can have the thoughts of God. His word is his thoughts. Nothing is impossible to God, the Bible says. And the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe, not to everybody. He said it's, that all things are possible to them that believe. That's why he says, act on the word. Well, just like in my name, they'll cast out devils. Go in my name, heal the sick. You got to believe you're in your name. Greater is he that's in you. Well, if Satan can keep you all caught up, look, I don't have a lot of problems with Satan, I'm just telling you right now. Maybe you do. Right there. If he can whip you in your head, you whipped in your home. But bless God, if you get that mind lined up, I got the mind of Christ, greater is he that's in me. Bless God, you can't come near me. I got a shield of faith and quit praising him. A lot of Christians praise him. Every time I try to grow, Satan. Every time I try to do Satan. Every time I try to Satan. Satan, Satan. They'll say Satan more than they do Jesus. Chris had done a sermon one time, Sunday school lesson, you know, said she was talking about things, and she'd say, but God. Yeah, I got trouble, but God. Yeah, I got a lot of bed, but God. Yeah, my body's experienced, but God. That resonated on this. It didn't learn me nothing, but I'm sitting back there, I'm like, yes, glory to God, hallelujah, but God. I mean, Satan wants your attention, sure. But God said that his word will not return empty. It'll not be, it ain't returned empty in my life, thank God. He sent it down here and he brought the word to me about Jesus dying on the cross for me. And at a certain point in time of my life, I accepted that. But God, in that I let that word go on the inside of me, the seed of God go on the inside of me by the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, ever since I did that, I can't do without God. Amen. That's brought forth a harvest. That seed went and did what God sent it to do. It brought a harvest. The word prospers spiritually, physically, and financially. But you know, God is more important, more inclined to be on your spiritual growth and my spiritual growth than he is for us to have a bunch of money or possessions or whatever. The Bible says if I be faithful in the small things, he'll make me rulers over much. The Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear a rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor. You know, I was talking about love and faith last couple of services. And I told you about that. That's when, you know, I realized that love had been poured out into me, and I acted on that. I purposely, you know, acted on what I was feeling on the inside, that word. And then when I went back to work after that word began to bring forth fruit, I'd jump in there. I wouldn't let nobody work, double work. I couldn't stand it, even if I didn't like the person. I'd go, move over, let me get that customer. Let me do that board. Let me load that. Let me load that plywood. And the rest of them standing back there and they thinking, Scotty done went stupid on us. Then he's diving in there. I mean, I'm getting paid $7 an hour. I ain't doing the more than I have to. Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't working by the hour anymore. Honestly, I'd read that scripture right there where it says, do your work as unto the Lord, not unto men to be men pleasers. And I felt like, man, I'm employed by the Lord now, but God, hallelujah. And he pays a lot better than Jack does. Jack was my boss. But what I'm saying, that word was getting on the inside of me and transforming me to where I wanted to make that company money. And just like today, I don't have to go to work. You understand? I don't have to.
Amen.
I do not have to get in that truck 1 minute. If Travis don't like it, he's fired. It's real simple. Now I'm just telling you, I'm going to work and I ain't got no issue with that. I'm just saying, I can't stand the thoughts of him and Dave and whoever's been working. I've been doing this for years. When I can go and make their load lighter, I can go and make their day quicker. Travis, and I said this, I don't want no money from Travis. I work, I sold my time when I'm going to work for him. He's worked me for 10 years and ain't cut me on salary yet. But he's going to when I get out. I will get a salary. And I might even want to put in for back time. You know, bonus every week till you get back time paid up, Johnny. Now, Travis offers me money. I mean, he's, you know, I gave him 10 years ago. The Lord told me to give him a part of the business that I've had for I don't know how many years, you know, 15 years or so after he got married. And the Lord told, and I couldn't afford it. At that time, I'm telling you, it seemed like I could not afford to do that. It seemed like I was going to take a great loss. But you know, I obeyed the Lord. See, if the word is in you to love God and obey God, the hard thing won't be a problem to you. I mean, it'll just be like, you'll be like, I'm going to obey God because I know if I obey God, that God's got greater things for me than I'm locked. I'll keep locked if I don't obey God. Well, when I did that, I mean, I've actually prospered because of it. See, it's better to obey the Lord. But you know, what I'm saying here is, you know, that word getting in there, and then, you know, I go to work with him. I don't even want to go to work with them. Nothing personal. I mean, you know, I'd rather be over on a dozer or driving a tractor and, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. But no, I go to work with him and all day long out there and, you know, and I mean, I don't get paid. Love causes me to do that. Not love for him. I don't have to do that because I am not going to let them have a rougher day because I want to be lazy. And I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to get lazy. If I go to get lazy, I'll get the post hole digger and say, come on, I'm going to show you what we're going to do today. This body ain't me. When I got to feeling lazy, I told Travis, I said, I've got to get back to work, son. I said, I'm feeling lazy and it's feeling good, like you do. Feels good, son. I'm beginning to see how lazy feels. It feels pretty good. So I go, I went over there, you know, and I thought, man, don't get the, I have to hook the hole diggers up and all that stuff. And I thought, now you're getting lazy. There wasn't nobody there, Johnny. So I went and grabbed the post hole diggers. Come on, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. Trying to make me lazy. So I went and dug holes with the post hole diggers when I got armor over there on the tractor. This body shouldn't, the word should be controlling your emotions. Come on. He would that you prosper is what prospers? So, that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. See, my mind tells me, oh man, sit around with Teresa down there at the house, man. Y'all can sit around and watch TV and just, I can. But I'm thinking I want to be more productive than that. I enjoy watching them too. Travis is on him all the time about something. Belly, hair, something. It's never a bad day, Johnny. Even if Travis feels bad, that makes him feel good to get around whoever's working for us and start poking at him. I told Dave, I said, go into work and say you've gained 25 pounds, he'll leave you alone. Tell him he lost around 25 something, and Travis went, where? Your belly's still there, man. Everything's still there. give me that Luke. I believe it's Luke in his bed. Now, this ministered on this not too long ago. Whosoever comes to me, that's us that's got saved, right? Mm-hmm. We've come to the Lord. He's not talking to the world out there. He said, whoever comes to me and heareth these sayings, heareth my sayings, and doeth them. Somebody say, hears and does.
Hears and does.
Well, it goes on down there, verse 49. He said, those that hears and don't do. Two types of Christians here. Two types. You can hear by Jesus Christ you're healed, and then you can go off and get on the phone and tell everybody how sick you are all day long. You've heard, but you ain't doing. And the Bible says that house will be in ruin. That house won't prosper. But this house right here that hears and does, he said, I'll show you who that person, me and you, is like. A man that dig deep before he built the house, laid the foundation on solid ground. That means that I've got the weeds out of my garden, Johnny. I've disced it up. I've repented. I've asked God to forgive me for unbelief and wrong choices. And I mean, I believe we need to have, live a life of repentance toward the Lord. You know, I really do. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's like a cuss word in the church now. Repent. For what? Well, you've been thinking wrong. You've been confessing how sick you are. That's ungodly words. That's ungodlike words. You can't afford nothing. I'm just an old nobody trying to tell somebody. I turn that song off. Sounds good. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody. That's not what the Bible says, and I don't sing it. I turn it off. I'm not a nobody. The Bible says you and me are kings and priests unto God. We are a chosen generation. We're not nobodies. I know what the message is that. Well, sure, the Bible says we're nobody without God, but that can give you wrong thinking.
Right.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody. No, we're not nobodies. Right. Now, I'm not downing them. They wrote the song. They know what they mean. Some people you know can take that and just eat what you want out of the song and spit out the other. Then I hear Christians going, I'm just a nobody, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I'm just a nobody. I ain't got much money, but Lord, I got you. I don't sing that. They've been sung on the praise team that I brought from somewhere else. I had a bunch of unbelief, got rid of it. Well, I'm not going to sing that in here. We're not going to praise that in here. We want those things that'll cause our hearts to draw closer to the Lord. Prepare our hearts for the Word of God when it's preached, so that when we leave here, our hearts has gotten soft before the Lord during praise and worship, and we've heard the Word of God, which is the seed of God, and it's went in on good ground and is ready to receive, and it brings forth the harvest. Our lives are being constantly changed because we hear the word and we do it. He said, it's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth. This is somebody that hears and don't do and does not. I didn't write it. Jesus did. See, he wasn't saying, he wasn't doing that so we can say, well, just judging people. No, he's telling us, he's showing us that the Bible says that we're his disciples and we know the truth. And the truth makes us free from ruin. Built the house upon the earth against which the stream. I mean, oh, you're going to have some streams coming. You're going to have some winds blowing. You're going to have some storms hit your house. You're going to have some. I mean, I've had storms hit my building. I told the guy the other day, I've been in this 28 years. I've never been in where I'm at today in having to deal with stuff. I had to beat the Word of God up in my own business. I mean, I've had to sacrifice that where David would have hours if he wanted them. That would cost me if he did. But I made sure that I've made sure the whole time that he's working, hauling scrap iron. I mean, the devil can't even make him go do that. But I would give opportunities, all I'm saying, to make sure that my heart was right, you know, that I'm just not about Scotty and not about David. I mean, no, you need to think about people like that.
Right.
Your choices are not just about you. My choices affect me, my wife, y'all, David, Travis, my grandkids, my mother-in-law, all of them. Y'all guys. See, I need to be out there being strong in the Lord. Not just up here preaching be strong and then go out there and not be strong. I need to be strong in the Lord out there. I need to have the Word bringing forth the harvest, not just for me. Just like Teresa said Sunday, you know, we was bought with a price. We don't even own ourselves anymore. But to have that good life in God is a God that honors our wishes, honors our will. He will not make us prosper.
Right.
He will not make us be healed. He will not. I mean, I've got a right to stay sick. I've got a right to stay broke. I've got a right to stay ignorant of making choice. I've got a right not to hear from the Holy Spirit. All I've got to do is turn him off. Some people, well, I don't hear from the Lord. You don't want to hear from the Lord. Because he's going to tell you no. He's going to tell you don't spend that money. He's going to tell you tithe. He's going to tell you give. He's going to tell you buy somebody's groceries. Well, I can my kids, but I've been on that level too. My kid ain't getting nothing. He better get his own stuff. Bless God, I'm not living for him anymore. I've got about $2 or $3 million anytime he's 18 problem. Go carts, horses, all kinds of stuff. That's over. Fred's going to buy him shoes one time. I said, you ain't buying his shoes no more. He buys his own shoes. He's 20-something years old. Let him go to work and buy his own britches. Now, we'll buy him some pants for his birthday, but that's it. Rest of the year, go naked. You know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit told me that. Holy Spirit told me one time, I'm delivered from all of his troubles. I don't want him to experience no harm. Oh, God, I experience hardship, Lord. I don't want him to. The Lord spoke to me. He said, don't do him like that. He said, you let him make wrong choices. So I thought, what? God, I just will. So he backed up teenage years. He wants some junk up there in Coleman where I buy trucks. Oh, he's wanting his diesel where he can blow smoke, you know, and all that. I mean, he's on that big truck. He's going from a $15,000 truck to a $5,000 junk. I walked in up there and I told that old man, I said, listen to me. I said, I'm fixing to let you make some money. Oh, yeah? I said, my son is just, he's got to learn. I said, he's going to bring a truck up here. I said, he wants that junk out there, that red junk you got out there. I said, and he's at the place to where he's going to have to experience loss because daddy ain't getting through to him. I said, you best trade with him. So he goes up there, sure enough, here he comes home in that junk. That old man, I bet you he was having a dancing call. Ooh, come on, baby. That preacher man needs to bring some more people to him. He cha-ching. Worst mistake that boy ever made in his life. Now I told him the other day, I said, yeah, this has been years later. I let him burn himself. I let him get smoked bad and made payments on him. I could have told him, the bank don't need your money. Just let it sit up there and go back. That stupid truck wasn't worth it when I bought it anyhow. I could have told him that and hurt himself. Right. And that wouldn't have been pleasing to the Lord.
Right.
So I told him, make payments on it even if it ain't running anymore. A good name rather than be changed. See, that word's got to get in you to the point to where you don't think about you and how you're feeling and how it's going to affect you. And boy, you ain't got no money. Now, you got to say, nope, glory to God, I signed the papers, hallelujah. I'm going to keep a good name. I'm going to be pleasing to you. That's when the word is bringing forth the harvest in your life. And God will show up and make sure that that truck is paid off and all that. So I told him the other day, I told him the other day, he talks about a gas burner. I almost went and bought him one. I thought, well, I had never bought him one. Just give it to me. You know? So I'm looking on Craigslist and all that. I thought I'm going to buy him a Silverado. You know? He won't even move his truck out of the drive where we can get in there to pick the kids up. And I thought, no, he'll just park in out there and ain't, no, we can't even get in out there. You know, I thought about going to just pay cash for it and get him a truck, you know, just because I want to, you know. And the Lord told me, he said, no. He said, tell him to trade his truck for a gas burner. So we're in the truck. I didn't tell him. He just now heard about this. So we're going down the road, you know, and he'd talk about, well, I found a nice truck, because now he's in debate whether he's going to get a Tahoe or a truck, a Silverado, or he's weighing this thing out. But then go end up with Taco Bell. Go get your Tahoe, don't worry. So I tell him, I said, he said, boy, I found a nice Silverado. And I said, yeah, it's a good deal. Sounds like a good deal. And he's messing around and said, I told Ben, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know. And I said, well, you know, I mean, you can trade your truck for a good gas burner. I mean, your truck's probably worth about $14,000-$15,000, you know. I mean, you could. And I said, them little teenagers out there wanting them big diesels, you know, boy, I said, they just waiting on your truck. Mm-hmm. Then later on, every time I've got burnt, and I do that. See, learn him a lesson. Now he's going to keep his good truck.
Yeah.
Right? That taught him a life lesson.
Yeah.
He's got a good truck. That flesh wants something different. That flesh does it every time trying to railroad. Just tried to do it with me with tractors again. All I got to do is go over there and get it. I thought, bless God, I'm going to get me. After I preach Sunday. Right after I preach Sunday. Y'all remember? I said, I'll get a tractor and I won't borrow the money. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Bless God, money hit me. I thought, well, shoot, man. I deserve one. I have to go over there and jump them tractors off. Y'all ain't seen my tractors, have you? They need paint and everything. They'll get the hay off and get it out there. Praise God. But I mean, they run good. But I try to stay away from the neighbors. What's he on out there? I was unloading the hay one day, and that dude said, what kind of tractor is that? It ain't got no hood on it. The lady didn't give me the hood. He said, looks like a Massey Ferguson. I said, it's a good old Belarus. Belarus farmers faint. You ever seen them fainting goats? They're like, Belarus? A Belarus? No farmer out here going on Belarus. They get them McCormicks and them John Deeres and, you know, and all of that. They get them, I got cow tractors. They just ain't much cow bear. Use some overall, man. Turned on the heater right after I got that going. Said the heater cords are up here. Filled her up, got her full. I thought, lucky God, I'm not going to freeze this winter. I'm going to have a heater in this Belarus. The blower worked and everything, Johnny. Cranked that tractor up, let her warm up, turned it on, and it blowed water out of it all over the place. So I turned it off, and I'm like, man, the heater cord broke in there. So I called up there, and I said, I want a calf tractor. I want a 50 horse. I said, I want a forks with it. I said, did this bucket come with it if I get forks? Yes, sir. Get what you want. I said, okay, I want a price on one, the cab, and I want the same tractor, open cab with a canopy. I'm going to weigh out the difference. They said, what's your credit score? I said, I'll get it. I said, but God, I don't know what it is. I said, but I'll get it. That's what I told him. Well, you need to go. I said, I ain't no need me going to look at it and get it ready. Well, you have to sign the thing. I said, email it to me. See, cell phones are great. Email that thing. I fill it out. Boom. 30 minutes later. Mr. Weston. I said, yes. This is him. You can come pick your tractor up. Better than that, we will deliver it. And you can sign the papers over there. I ain't got to drive to Moulton, man. Banks, let me get it and do the work paperwork next week. That's you. That ain't me. That's you. But you got to go and let that word get in there, the seed of the word of God in there, that you can have anything God says you to have. Well, and I thought, and I told Teresa, I said, well, I've been thinking about tractor. Testing the water today. Thinking about a tractor. I'm about to get tired of it, you know. About to get tired of this, you know. And she said,
well, you got the money to get it.
And I said, well, not quite.
She said, well, you ain't talking about borrowing, are you? You preached to us yesterday about you don't get it and won't borrow it.
Best if you don't preach that stuff in front of your wife. So she just kind of reminded me of the sermon that I need to be doing, that I expect y'all to do. Right? So I thought, well, shoot, Lord, I'll just keep my faith on all this stuff. Then I thought, just go fix that on it, you know, keep my money. So I made up my mind. And I thought, well, I ain't got nothing to do. Lord, he said, well, go fishing. You need to get all the fish out of that pond, like you said, too, you know. And I'm sitting out there fishing. I done forgot about it. I done told him, you know, well, I'm going to have to think about this some more. I told him, I said, them payments start next month. No, we can give you 90 days. I said, it'll go by quick. Well, zero interest. I said, yeah, but the payments are still there. It might be zero interest, but them payments are still there. No matter what, they're coming. Is that right?
Yeah.
I started saying, if you'll just give me the tractor, I'll pay the interest. Pay it off up front. Well, I told him, I said, well, look, man, I said, I just thought about it, you know, and I said, I just ain't ready to kick no payments. So, you know, I'm just not ready to kick no payments. I mean, that was hard to say. And so I said, okay, Lord, but God, my tractor's coming, like I said Sunday, praise God, and had no sorrow. I only had, oh, they give you 84 months now. Man, I'll be 63. I'll have that sucker wore out for then. Last payment, but 8 years, man. Y'all go that long? Man, why don't y'all just give me 20? I'd pay $35 a month then. Anybody get to church, pay that. But I made up my mind. I thought, you know what? Satan, you tried to get me there. You really tried to get me, praise God. And then another one called me. That I didn't let him fill out nothing. Mr. Weston, we're ready to get you a tractor. I said, no, I'm not ready to make no payments. I said, I appreciate you. I mean, they wanted me, man. What's your credit score? I said, higher than I think it is. Since Travis is gone, I didn't tell him that. That Travis hooked up me, mine dropped every month. That boy went never on time or nothing. He is now. He come off where it wasn't hooked to me, and that boy ain't never late.
But make sure you pay that. I don't want my credit score.
His credit score goes down, shoot, he comes unglued like a Tasmanian devil. Tell him one time, I said, well, that credit score is your fault. Got hooked in bribing or something. I don't know what happened. Messed him up or something. I heard that for 2 years.
My credit score was 740 something, and now
Tristan got a higher credit score than me, and she ain't got a regular dog. She pays her bills on time. But you know, it feels good to have a good, it feels good to be in control. I ain't got more payments today. Them tractors look better when I get over there. Man, they look good. They're mine. What's wrong with me? They belong to me. Y'all belong to me. I thought, I'm going down there. I got excited. I left that and sat down there for about, I'd run out of fuel down there, and it'd been sitting down there 2 or 3 months. I just wanted to drive it again. So I went and got me some fuel. Man, went down there and got fueled up and got me some ether and got to pick the fuel up, and I enjoyed myself clicking that thing there in the paid for tractor. Sure did. I thought, man, I'm going to fix that right brake. I got to fix that right brake, that left brake, because if Dave's over at Bush Hogging, where I cleaned off this time, he got to have both brakes. Both of them. I told him, I get a new tractor. I said, I'm going to tell Dave, don't get around not one thing. Travis is drawing the potholes in the road, and David is drawing the stumps. I cleaned that whole 40 acres off, and Dave found it. The only one on the 40 acres, he found it. That's a true story. Travis hits the same pothole in Dodge Hansford every time we come through there. Same one. That sucker's that deep. Boom! It's in the shade. You can't see it. I mean, there ain't no way. You have to not be looking to hit that one. See, you know, the Bible talks about seed. The sower soweth the word. Then there's four different types of ground and people in there. And I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, Faithway Christian Center is those that falls on good ground. That bring forth some 30, 60, and 100 fold, God. God, your word don't return void. So you're headed in a good direction. You got to maintain, you got to take that word and feed on it. Stop feeding on that secular music. You know, stop feeding on it. Just, I know it makes you feel good in the flesh, but it don't. It leaves you empty. It leaves you drained. Why? Because you're a spirit being now, and the things that used to, you know, give you some kind of comfort won't give it to you anymore. It takes that spiritual word. It takes that spiritual food, you know, put in to so you can bring forth the harvest. So I told my brother the other day. I said, you got to think long term, man. Don't think about right now. I said, if you think long term, you'll start saving money. You put a little bit of money back, a little bit of money back, you know. I'm thinking about putting some more back. Yeah. I can't afford it. You've been saying that all your life. That's why you can't. You can do anything God tells you to do. Anytime God's ever spoke to me and Teresa about borrowing money, we were slap broke and didn't have our bills caught up. Saving. Never has God ever spoke to me to save money when I had plenty. Just don't do it. I couldn't see how I could save any money. And now I told Tracy here a while back, I said, man, I should have listened to the Lord 15 years ago. I'd have $200,000 or $300,000 that I, over a 10-15 year period, that I said, but I'm not going to cry over spilt milk, but I'm not going to build 15 more. And wish I'd have done what I did last 15.
Right.
Hallelujah. So you stay on that word. And just like with Aubrey, see, you got to help your kids. You got to help your grandkids. When I mentioned tithing to Jesus, Aubrey's like, no, you don't do it, Papa. I ain't getting my money. And she'll tell me, he ain't getting my money. Because I told him, we're going to plant that garden down there, and you're going to help me, and we're going to make money, and we're going to split this. And I'm telling her ahead of time, and we're going to give Jesus his. And I mean, that's the no-no to her. But we don't work her from, she didn't want to pray for nobody, or don't want to pray for her. We're praying for kids in school. She'll tell grandma, pray for them in school. She's going to tithe too. Yeah. She's going to be 7 this year. She's going to tithe. Pop all and go, no right. What I'm saying, I'm going to get that word in her from the ground up, man. I'm going to have it planted in her, you know, how to make money, how to save money, how to honor God. She ain't going to have to figure it out at 15 because Papa didn't help her. We didn't help her at home. She's going to know all of that. Yes. Travis didn't learn it at church to tithe. Travis learned that from me. Yes. Teresa showed him how to take God's 10% out at home. We taught him at home. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we're